Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. And right now, let's go to the hotline. Joining us, as he does every week at this time, we have our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefun.com. That's daytradefun.com. And Jay, it's great to talk to you. I want to go back to Friday. We were anxiously awaiting comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell about the economy. What did he have to say, and what stood out to you?
He had several things to say, and probably the first thing that really resonated with people that caused, I guess, a great bit of optimism about the possibility of the interest rate hikes continuing was inflation is too high. And when those comments were made, it was like, uh-oh, there's work that still needs to be done. The interest rates are going to continue, probably minimal, blah, blah, blah. But as he continued, he indicated that the banking issues, he's talking about the regional banking issues, may force a reduced approach, which kind of sends the message that maybe the interest rates could be paused. So as far as the hike, so a lot of mixed messages there, and people were walking away thinking, we don't know what to think at this point. Now, there's a lot of headlines that are saying, okay, the Fed's ready to pause, the Fed's ready to reduce, the Fed is ready to raise interest rates. The speculation is all over the place, but a lot of it, especially in the third one where people are trying to push for an interest rate reduction, they're simply trying to force the Fed's hand and convince them to do so. Obviously, that's not going to happen unless there's some data that really suggests it's needed. At this point, I think it's pretty clear that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is looking at either a minor increase in June or just pausing it to kind of look at the data for a bit to see how things are going. So no real surprises other than that, other than kind of a mixed message from somebody that tends to be normally very transparent.
Well, it's not surprising that he would say that inflation's too high. I mean, we're still at about 4.9% when the target number is 2%. And you would think just based off of that, you'd probably see an interest rate hike of, you know, a smaller number, maybe that 25 basis points. But with what we've seen with the banks and some of the more recent economic data, a pause would also seem likely. This idea that the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates anytime soon, I don't see why anybody would believe that, again, based on where we're at with the inflation number. Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense.
It is, but it continues. Well, look, for the last year, we've had people jumping up and down trying to make that point happen. But, you hit a good point, because I think what's going to happen is if we have no regional bank issues between now and the middle part of June, I think it's a pretty good call that the Fed could look at a quarter point to interest rate hike just to kind of keep things going, still keep the pressure on inflation and go from there. But if we start to have any issues as far as weakness in those regional banks where we have another round of a bank or two, I think there would be some very serious discussion on let's pause it for now so that we don't rattle things more than we should. So I think really it's going to be the regional banks that, even though it's not a front burner story at this point in time, is really going to be the driving force on what the next step for the Fed is going to be.
Yeah, and I think if you take that regional bank issue out of the equation, and you can obviously, but I'm just saying, let's put that aside for a second. Mm-hmm. If you're the Federal Reserve and you're seeing inflation coming down a little bit slower than you'd like, obviously, but it is coming down, and the economy right now is in an interesting place. The job market is strong. A lot of the numbers that we're seeing, it's slowing down a bit, but you're not racing into recession or anything like that. I would think you're overall pretty happy with how things are progressing, and you would just slowly continue to try to chip away at inflation without rocking the boat any further.
Agreed, because I think in aviation returns, we're in a controlled descent right now. So things are pretty much moving as we would hope. And, the Fed has made it clear that their goal is to stay ahead of inflation, knowing once you get behind it, we're toast. And they've done a pretty good job. History is going to really be able to define how well of a job they've been able to do or not. But at this point in time, you can't argue with it. The only thing that we've seen is that inflation has just been very, very resilient with regards to being able to get that totally under control. But we're moving in the right direction. Yeah, we wish it could be faster. But apparently the things that are happening right now, all the proper buttons are being pushed in the right sequence of events. And if that continues, if everything remains normal, hopefully inflation will continue to come under wraps and will continue in that direction.
We're joined by our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Now, the one thing that could really throw this whole economy into a real mess would be if these debt ceiling negotiations don't lead to a deal. I'm not as concerned as some. I think this is typically what you see in negotiations where it looks like it's coming together, then everything falls apart, then they get back together, and then, you know, a deal starts to finally get done. But they're racing up against the clock here. There's not a lot of time left for this back and forth. What are your thoughts on where things stand right now?
Watching Wall Street, kind of having the finger on the pulse there, there seems to be a growing optimism that a deal is going to get done. As long as there's conversations that are ongoing, even if they're not moving in any particular direction, there's hope. It's when both sides have got their arms folded, looking in an opposite direction, not talking, is the case. But even then, you've had some backdoor conversations that have been ongoing from individuals to kind of test the waters to see what may or may not be possible. And I'm confident as well that a deal will be done, and it may come up in the 11th hour. We don't know. But right now, there's no panic on Wall Street at all. In fact, I wouldn't even call it a growing concern at this point in time. It's being watched, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the thought is that, look, we're going to come together and make this happen, because if we don't, the consequences, even though they're a bit subjective, are things we don't even want to consider. So obviously it has to get done, and I suspect Wall Street's very confident that that's going to happen.
Our aviation and market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you. We'll catch up with you again on Thursday morning.
Can't wait. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, that story of homeless veterans getting kicked out of hotels for migrants in New York. That was fake news. We're going to tell you about it.